I believe that God's doing a work right now that's it's beyond your imagination. It's beyond, men cannot see it. But the Lord is really trying to move in the hearts of His people that they might be sober and be vigilant, that they might turn towards Him, because God's really a jealous God, but it needs to be. You know, He's the one that made us, and with that, He may have to, the ones He loves, He may have to get rid of them. That's a hard thing. I thought about that, how we would feel about your wife was running around on you. That's what we do. We were breaking commandments, we're running around on God. Have no fellowship with darkness. Don't have anything to do with Satan. That's all friendship with the world. And they said, well, that's fine. We do it just because the Bible says come out, be separate. And I don't believe I'm preaching too narrow. I believe that's what the Word says. And I know from all my life, we can't compromise. When you compromise is when churches that compromise go end up down the gutter. I've seen it. To my shame, I've seen pastors flake out because they were moving the flesh. These men were probably anointed, but flesh got a hold of them. And flesh will get away of all. So that's what we always have to move in the Spirit. There's no other way but by the way of the cross that leads home, but because of Jesus shed His blood upon that cross. With that, we have the anointing that breaks the yoke and bondage that men find themselves entangled with. And through that, we have the gift of God's Spirit upon us. We're enabled to, with the prayer of belief and faith through them, that they'll be delivered.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us this afternoon on this Tuesday with Brother Freedom and Brother Clint in the living room. Thank you, Jesus, for your glorious goodness. Thank you, Father, for what you have done through how you gave your Son, your blessed Son, your only Son, the one that you love so much, that He might be trampled upon and spit upon and beaten and bloodied and nailed to a cross, that you allowed that and you had to look away. It was so terrible. Oh, Father, we just thank you for what you've done. Jesus, we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for sending the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the Word of God and the blessed blood of Jesus. We praise you. We bless you. We ask you, Lord, to help us, to touch us today. Lord, help me to listen to this sermon, this message that you're going to pour through Brother Freedom. Let it go into my being. And Father, I pray it'll go into the being and change the hearts of listeners out there. Thank you, Father, for anointing Brother Freedom in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The reading of God's precious word today is from Titus chapter 2. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women, likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men, likewise, exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee.
Father, we do praise you this day. We glorify you, the wonderful Father, for every good and perfect gift. Every good gift that's on this earth, you are the foundation. You are the builder. You are the maker of the, every our wills. You give the details when they were built. Man didn't have that intellect. It was you through the Spirit of God. Look at the aircraft. Look at the things that only God could do. Father, we thank you for all your good things. We've been thankful because we lived in that generation when these things that I've spoken have come to pass. We're seeing that man that once walked on the face of the earth with a mule, a horse, has graduated into flying airplanes, driving and sitting in automobiles, transportation that's beyond the imagination. And Father, we thank you for all that you even give the heart to our Gene Eternal, men like that, how to build the equipment to build the roads for this equipment. It's staggering what you've done. And you are you're the Father. Father, I thank you, because you are my everything. I know now why you made me like you made me. I thought I was a misfit, but I see now I was in your plan. But see, the Holy Ghost churches are still back in 1900. They never did make another step upwards. They've been grounded in what they had. Their mission went cold. But Father, you're looking for a powerful church, a glorious church, a church without spot or wrinkle. Oh, praise God, I have all power, have all insight. The glory of God might enrich them in a special way that they might be walk upright, but they would also deliver mankind. It's in bondage of sin and corruption they find themselves in, if they're delivered, set free, and on their way to heaven. You have a plan for man, but man has refused to take that plan. They want to do the things in themselves, but you've got to follow you in all these areas. That's where the secret is. When man follows himself, it's self. It's self, and that's what's wrong with our whole modern church. It's all self. It's self-righteous. It stinks. It's so selfish. It's selfish. It's self, self, self. It's self will destruct, will ruin. You move with those that give. And everything it does is a taker. It takes. But to live for God, we have to be that giver. Oh, that you are the giver of every good and perfect gift. And Father, we praise you today. We pray for a mighty influence in thy glory today to touch the hearts of your people in a very manifest, a very practical, but an up to holiness from you from heaven. That you would speak your will in a very special way that man can understand, but they will know it's from you. Because we're your children. We're your offspring. You're Alpha, Omega, you're our everything. Praise God. Oh, Kamashita, the glory pours to you. The glory cloud is to be rest over your people. Just like it was when Israel left Egypt. Your cloud covered them by day, by night, a pillar of fire. The same way now in the Spirit. The glory cloud is over the Spirit-filled believers. And they're going to have power from the unction from God to deliver and do the will of your will. And Father, I do praise you. Though it's going to be few, but your word says few will be that find you. Few that will come into that outermost power that you have. I see how even the real Holy Ghost churches are really crippled because they only come in just to the teeny edge and they're just feeling like I am now walking where I'm real scared to walk forward in the Father. That's where I see the church. It's afraid to go one step farther because it's going to be zapped. They don't know where it's headed. Who come a sheen, will come a thunder. The glory needs to be in our lives. Oh, praise God. The anointing which you've seen in him abideth in you. But the anointing which you have seen in him abideth in you. And the Bible plainly says, you need not that any man teach you. Our presbyters and our overseers, it's all gone from the knowledge of whatever group they're from. That there are the Seventh-day Wonders, that some come from the Seventh-day Wonders. The Saturday Criers, it's from the Saturday Criers. But the message is the same. That all these voices come from different realms. But the anointing which you have seen of him abideth in you. And you need not that any man teach you. But that same anointing teaches you of all things and is truth and is no lie. And even as he hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. That means staying with it. Pastor, you don't have the word. The Spirit of God has it. All truth is from him. God wants to anoint the pastors, but they'll be on fire. But the pastors are so afraid, they're so selfish, that something's going to happen, and they're so afraid. And the Bible plainly says the fearful and unbelieving shall not have any place in heaven, but they'll be doomed for the lake of fire. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. It's plain, it's out here. People read these Bibles as much as they read them. They have to know that God's in the driving helm. He's the master. It says, seek ye the Lord at his strength, see his face forevermore. What's that mean? It means we're to seek the Lord for extra strength, for extra interpretation, for extra direction. That the man of God wasn't found with need. Men of God are very needy. They're very prideful. They look to one another for comparing. And when you compare, you just get the, you're going for the person there that's at to sanctum and to let you think that you, what you're doing is okay. When the Spirit tells you, don't worry about who says it because you know it's okay. You do it because it's right. Most of you couldn't pray for a sick hand because you don't know how. You have to be directed by God himself. And I'm not a smart aleck. I'm just telling you the truth. God is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness. But as long suffering us were not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. God is a God of teaching. That's why I just quote that scripture. In knowing what you feed to him, by a thing you need not any man teach you. In Timothy, it talks about, and from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. For a child, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction. If something needs to be corrected, he helps you in the correction. For instruction in righteousness. All the schools I see is some philosophy of some individual. You do this for me, you do this for me, and you come here and spend 2 years in this class, you're going to be a super wise Christian. No, you're a fake because you're by yourself. You're making a self individual to do just like you would a natural job. I'll tell you, a Christian is not a natural job. Natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for the words of them, neither can he know them, for the Spirit of God. It's not a natural job. You got to come out and be separate, and you have to wait the anointing that touches you, and you're going to line up with God. He don't lines up to you. You speak what he says. You don't tell him what to do. He tells you what to do. Exactly. That the man of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished. It ain't happening. Brother, sister, it's not happening. It's not happening because no people are walking in the Spirit. They don't know what it's even about. And they get out and condemn those that are trying, but they can't even try. They nip them off in the bud to say, start to say, you can stay away from that. They're bringing hindrance to the will of God. Because the Bible plainly says, if you cause one of these little ones to stumble, that's what you're doing. It'd be better than a millstone be put on your neck and cast in the deepest sea. I've seen pastor, after authority after authority, tell people, get out of that. We don't need it. We don't need it in our church. Yes, you need it. But your formula is way, way old. It stinks. In the natural, you can't stir with some old something for so long, it's going to get old and decayed. The Word of God never gets decayed. It's always up to date. Sir, this formula is correct. So with that, there's ever no offset. The scent is always sweet. The smell is always God's roll. It's not no filthiness. It's the Spirit that's alive. Only things that die cause a stink. And when you get out here and walk in the flesh, and you're walking the way of the world, your experience is going to start stinking. See, that sacrifice of love purifies that. Oh, when you pray through it, purifies a lot. It brings forth like a mighty a filter that cleanses, that makes you over, makes you holy, without doubt, with faith of God, building up the most holy faith in the mighty God of God, that you might walk upright before him, being chosen by God the Father in his leadership. When Moses was called of God, God asked Moses what he had in his hand. He had the stick. Stick turned into snake. It was God that done the power. Moses just was there available. And I know Moses seen it all the way through. Got the Red Sea. Just Red Sea was opened up because of the faith of Moses to God, great things happen. Spirit world's the same way. When God said it's time, all the spirit world gets out of the way and it's God's world. It goes through. But we've hindered God since back of the day of Jesus. The dark ages is still dark. We had a little spot there at great revivals. We stock up, but there was really not a lot of avail. Now, I might be the only one that's seeing this, but I see it very vividly. Nobody has wanted to really invest herself in going deeper with God. Shame on you. You're spiritual leaders. I was just a mechanic. Most of you told me I would never amount to nothing. I just like my wife's youngest brother. Her dad told him that he wouldn't amount to nothing. Well, he's worth more than all the rest of them all put together. So sometimes what you think to your mind, you haven't got the answer. You can think in out all the what questions, you can think everything out, and you take it to a board of men, and you still come up with wrong answers. But the spiritual man judgeth all things, yet himself is judged no man. The natural man receives not the things for the Spirit of God. The natural man receives not the things for the Spirit of God, but the foolish son of him need again to know for the spiritually discerned. But the spiritual man judges all things, yet himself is not judged of no man. If you walk in spirit, nobody can judge you. You have to deal with God if they walk through it. So nobody can actually judge you. Live righteously and godly in this present world. We don't see a lot of godly living. We see a lot of the works of Satan. We see his fingers in so much stuff. The Bible says that we have to come out of this world and be separate. Love not the world, neither things that anyone love the world. The love of the Father is not in him. The world passed away in the lust thereof, but he who doeth the will of God abideth forever. You abide in me, my words abide in you. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. Looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearance of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Right now, according to Jesus, what he said, he says, we predicted way back in Matthew, Luke. He said, when you see these things begin to come, look up because redemption's all night. These things have been showing up for me for quite a few years. I believe what we're supposed to be doing, we're supposed to be looking for the coming of the Lord. Don't know about you, but I believe that's the mighty cry. You can go out here and build churches, do all you want, but the main purpose is being led by Spirit. I don't know how it's going to end up, because there's many people that know that they're a shoe-in for heaven, and then they are. But I do know, too, it says there's going to be a great falling away. Who gave himself for us that we might redeem unto him a peculiar people, zealous of good works. A peculiar people. And if you live for the Lord, you're considered for peculiar. That's the day that we live, and because there's not too many people that even want to even associate with Christians, basically. You're an oddball. They don't really care about being around you. And when they don't care nothing for you, they just don't do their day justice. But it comes down to nitty-gritty, when they need prayer, when their days don't go right, they come to you and ask you for help. But see, God made it that way. We just don't casually get the Spirit of God in our lives without some kind of a sacrifice. Some kind of a living holy. A dedication that comes place that we have to dedicate ourselves to be a special person by the Lord. This comes by praying and seeking God. I remember when I first started praying, I prayed for 8 years solid, pretty much 8 years. And I prayed for a long time after that, but that was just to get me where I could get to where I should be. So I believe God wants us to pray. Bible says, pray without ceasing. Seek ye the Lord and his strength, seek his face forevermore. For the Bible plainly says, for his eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong, on behalf of his heart, is made perfect toward him. I believe that you want to do something for the Lord, just seek God, and he's going to know you're there. You don't have to. I've had people come to me, well, tell me what my calling is. I don't know what your calling is. I never know. But if you seek for it, God's going to answer. But babies don't want to seek for it. They want to get the nipple. They want to go where they can know what they're dealing. And you get a baby answer. And I've said the church has got a baby answers. The Bible says, in Hebrews it says, that they're have indoctrinated on the, not on the milk of the word. It's beyond the milk is just the baby stage. And when the full God, the meat of the word is powerful. It's glorious. It's the power of God that brings us unto salvation and perfects God's plan. God has a plan for every man. And the Lord told me something this morning. I can't remember exactly how it goes, but God made us, but he didn't make us to destroy. But if we fail him, he has to destroy us. He made us. He didn't make us to destroy. But if we fail him, he has to destroy us. That's terrible. The more I think about it, that's really an awesome thing. I believe this once saved and always saved is way far-fetched. It's not the will of God. And I believe this leniency that says, well, that all men can get saved and as long as we have a... We have this link together, but I believe it's going to be a weak people. God wants a powerful church without spot or blemish, a people of above reproach. It says, not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy. He saved us by the washing and the regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. That's what it needs. That's what we get. But it says, avoid foolish questions. Not stuff we talk about, it's just a bunch of junk. And genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. But be steadfast, unmoved, always about the work of the Lord, knowing your labor is not in vain. But if we don't live by the Spirit of God, we're out here in our own makeup and our own power, our own witness, we're going to walk in vain. And the Bible says that we must come out and be separate, said the Lord, and touch up the unclean thing. For what I've just spoken, I believe that we're to be a living sacrifice. Our temple, our life was given that we might be a sacrifice to God. A living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable to God is only our reasonable service. It says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. By the renewing of our mind. That renewing takes consecration, dedication every day. Seeking God, seeking the face of God. Renewing ourselves is be a forever engaging herself in higher lived thoughts, a higher form. Not content to be in the old man all the time, but content to seek out and do the will of God. I believe that's what Dalton's called saying. We gotta get do the will of God. I really believe that many are called, but few are chosen. If I'm hearing what the Spirit is saying, that's what it's saying. But there's a way that seems right in men, the end thereof are the ways of death. We can say to ourselves, oh, we're okay. But reality, we're not. If we fail to do the will of God, we're not where we should be with the Lord. It says, remember therefore when thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto you quickly, and I will remove the candlestick out of your place, except thou repent. America, now's the time to repent. Now's the time to seek God. But few are going to repent. I tell you, you may not believe what Brother Freedom's telling you, but I know it's true. God said, seek ye his face today, and you'll live. But go in your own stubborn way, maybe you'll miss out. When you're that day, you'll cry out and say, Lord, forgive us. It's going to be too late. Now is the second time. Now is the day of salvation. It says, be watchful. Strengthen all those which remain that are ready to die. There's things in your life that God wants you to die out to. Die out to sin. For I have not found thy works perfect. Pastor would not believe it. That's what it says. Works perfect before God. God wants to bring you into a perfect man. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou were cold or hot. So because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich. That's what we're saying. I have need of nothing. That's what people say. I don't need none. That's what my dreams were all the time. I didn't need no help. But God's let me say this for a lot of few years. And I believe that day is approaching closer and closer till countdown. When he's coming back to the clouds of glory. And where you live eternity is going to be productive forever and ever and ever. You miss heaven. You've missed the greatest thing that's ever been. For thou art wretched, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Isn't that terrible? That's why God actually deceives most of the church. He says, I counsel thee to buy of me that thou mayest be rich and with white raiment. Thou mayest be clothed from thy shame. And anoint thine eyes with the eye salve that thou mayest see. See, we get blinded. After so long, our church, we come to service and it's just dry. Well, those dry services, you're taking a beating because every time you got a dry service, Satan's right in there with you. And he's just laughing at you. I feel for you. Father God, forgive these people. They've got to have a fire in their church and have to have fire. I've heard these deacons and laymen say, we don't want it, but I'll guarantee they need it. They need the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is their answer. We got to preach the cross, this crucified. Yes, yes, yes. But also, we got to continue having the Holy Ghost hot in our lives. Moving by the Spirit of God. Not just any setting out there when you got to sing a bunch of songs and everybody gets happy. God wants you to have the Holy Ghost when you're out here in the countryside. God wants you to have the Holy Ghost when you're up in the mountain. God wants to have the Holy Ghost when you're under a caterpillar. God wants you to have the Holy Ghost when you're up in an airplane. It don't make any difference where you are. God wants to be contributed by the Holy Ghost. He is your help. He's your strength. He is your power. He is your witness. Without it, you're going to surely fail. And with it, you're surely never can fail. You cannot fail. Without the Holy Ghost, you're going to fail. It says in Revelation, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked. You hear what I'm saying? Lest he walk naked and they see his shame. God says it's time to take a bath. It's time to seek him. It's time to pray through. Try and let the glory of God be upon you in a mighty way. For deliverance this day, we need to get delivered. We need to get set free. Oh, the carnal man has no place in this hour. We need to be full of the Holy Ghost. We need to walk upright this day. I pray that God will bless you. But take that word mightily in your heart, in your spirit. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garment. His garment, that's his spiritual clothing, being clothed with humility. Lest he walk naked and they see his shame. God bless you. Bible talks about we have to humble ourselves. That's where I see America's failing. They're not humbling. They're so proud. They just sing the best songs and they just got the best music. They just got, oh, I heard the other day, oh, you gotta just come to this place. It's a better place to go on any vacation. You need to come here because this one lady says, you know, there's no way you're upside down and you're standing up. But that is lot of flesh. What God wants us to have is that mighty power of God that's able to keep you even through the deepest canyon, the mightiest hill. He can't shake you. He's available. And you're the answer for what he's facing. God bless you. I know that every Christian this day needs that power and witness of God's glory forevermore. God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you for joining us and take that word deeply into your heart. God bless you.